Aloha, it's a touch of the island right here in Iowa. Hi there, Andy Peterson. I hope you'll join me as I host the annual Tate and Dottie Cummins Memorial Pineapple Gala to benefit Camp Courageous. It's Friday, August 15th, 6 p.m. at the Doubletree Convention Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy a Hawaiian dinner, live and silent auction, and much more. To view auction items or for tickets, simply go to campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of August 2025, which means this is pineapple time around Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. We just completed a Just For You week here at Camp Courageous. It's a week that's set aside for those that are a little bit more severely and profoundly disabled, those campers that need one-on-one attention. It was a great week and always a wonderful opportunity for our staff to really, really shine. We have one camper that's been coming to camp for many years. Camper Levi was at a recent annual omelet breakfast, and he noticed that Camp Courageous was collecting can tabs. So he decided that day he wanted to start collecting can tabs because he wanted to give back to where he enjoyed so much, and that being Camp Courageous. What started out as keeping a container at home to put can tabs in morphed into collecting it at weddings, family gatherings. He went to school, he went to business, he went to friends, and he collected and collected. And before long, he collected a huge pail of pop can tabs. A big thank you to Camper Levi for supporting camp and helping us in his special way. We always enjoy Levi coming to camp. Our travel program has completed a re-trip to Lost Island. Their first trip was a little bit rained out, and they had the opportunity to do that trip again. On August 4th, we have our travel campers taking off on an Alaskan cruise. One of the secrets of Camp Courageous' success for years and years is that we hire exceptional people, we treat them exceptionally well, and we hope that they'll stay with us for a long time, really for their career. Sharon Roller, our nursing director who just passed away, Jeannie Mullalily, our program director, myself, all are the same age. So we all turned 65 in 2019. So we had three of the top positions having the potential to leave Camp Courageous at the same time. Jeannie Mullalily, our program director, retired after nearly 40 years. She was the best of the best. Sharon Roller retired after nearly 30 years as our nursing director. During the same time period, Pam Mayo, the camp's bookkeeper, retired after over 30 years. Becky Milchert, Camp Courageous' administrative assistant, retired after 25 years. And the list goes on and on. Camp Courageous was blessed with continuity and staff. Since then, we're in the process of looking for new people, and we've had a lot of good hires, and the future of Camp Courageous looks wonderful. But if you ever know someone that's interested in working at Camp Courageous, we're always more than happy to hear from them. The tradition continued here this past few weeks with Clarendon Hills Presbyterian Youth Group coming over to volunteer for a week at camp. A great group. This is something that goes back to 1976. Also this past week, we had the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, known as the Cubs, once again do an auction dinner for Camp Courageous. It was held at Cedar Falls at the Women's Club. Can't say enough good things about this great group, wonderful people. A big thank you to Brad, and we'll look forward to next year. We're just right in the midst of pineapple sales at all of our area Dollar Fresh market stores, along with Hy-Vee stores. They're selling not only pineapples this year, where a dollar from each pineapple goes to Camp Courageous, but also this year, 50 cents from every pineapple brought sold goes to Camp Courageous. So something brand new. A big thank you to our friends at Hy-Vee. Also, we're right around the corner of the Pineapple Gala. The Pineapple Camp Gala is August 15th. There's tickets still available for this event. It's a silent and a live auction, a wonderful Hawaiian dinner, a great program, the opportunity to bid on hundreds of items. And if you'd like more information, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous, and we'll be more than happy to provide you tickets. Tickets are only $75 each, and you can buy a table of 10 for $750. At 8 p.m. on August 15th at the Pineapple Gala, we'll be drawing for our 2001 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. We only have about 8 tickets left, and we're sure we'll have those gone by the Pineapple Gala. Once again, 8 p.m. on the night of the Pineapple Gala, we'll be giving away our Harley-Davidson. A big thank you to all of our friends at the Manchester Garage Sale. It takes over 100 volunteers to put that on. It is Camp's biggest fundraiser that goes year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. And once again, a big thank you to those people that come out and buy things there, along with the volunteers. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. And we lost some dear friends this past week. Earl Wagner from Cascade passed away, a good friend, as was his whole family. And we also were saddened by our longtime Camp Courageous nurse, Sharon Roller, age 70, from Monticello, who passed away. Sharon's nearly 30 years at Camp Courageous were truly blockbuster years. She taught so many people, so many different classes, from CPR to med manager, babysitting classes, first aid classes, AED, and the list goes on and on. She was a treasure here at Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to her husband, Ed, children, Christine and Charlie, their mother, Pauline, Anton's, along with family and friends. A true loss for everyone. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.